News from Unifem. During his two-day visit to Lebanon, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres visited UNIFIL headquarters in Nakura to meet peacekeepers who demonstrated resilience during the recent violence across the Blue Line and heard stories of some of the injured.
They want, first of all, to pay tribute to the courage and resilience of the members of UNIFIL. This base was under attack several times during the recent war, and they showed an enormous courage staying in the exercise of their mandate. On the other hand, I hope that the courage that they have shown will be an important contribution for the ceasefire that was finally reached to be transformed into a true peace between Lebanon and Israel.
The Secretary General underscored the importance of fully respecting UN Security Council Resolution 1701, emphasizing its role in reducing suffering on both sides of the Blue Line.
It is exactly the fact that the violations of 1701 have caused so many dramatic problems, making the Lebanese suffer terribly, making the Israelis also suffer. That is the reason why it is important that 1701 is fully respected. And also, as we are in a peacekeeping base, it is very important that the safety and security of the peacekeepers is always guaranteed by all.
On 17 January, UNIFIL Irish peacekeepers, supported by the Irish Defence Forces and the Government of Ireland, completed a major repair project at the historic Maronite Church in Tibnin. The church, which houses the Irish Tibnin Memorial dedicated to Irish peacekeepers who lost their lives during overseas service, holds significant historical and cultural value for both the local community and UNIFIL Irish peacekeepers. The church, first constructed in 1955, suffered extensive damage during the recent conflict, with its roof, brickwork, doors and windows requiring urgent restoration. Recognizing the importance of preserving this cultural and commemorative site, the Irish Civil Military Cooperation Team led the repair work, ensuring the church's preservation and continued use by the local community. UNIFIL Spanish peacekeepers, in collaboration with the Lebanese Armed Forces, successfully removed on 12 January three major road obstacles near Khiam, significantly improving mobility for both local residents and UNIFIL peacekeepers. The operation involved specialized units including protection vehicles, a terrain reconnaissance team, and machinery equipped with a backhoe, ensuring the reopening of vital communication routes within the Spanish peacekeepers' area of responsibility. Since the 27 November cessation of hostilities understanding, UNIFIL peacekeepers have intensified support for the life and the tens of thousands of residents and returnees in South Lebanon. This includes assisting the LAF's deployment in areas vacated by the Israel Defense Forces, such as Khiam, and providing essential winter supplies to returnees in the region. On 12 January, Italian peacekeepers serving within UNIFIL delivered a new shipment of humanitarian aid to the Imam Sadr Foundation in Tir. The donation included essential goods such as powdered milk, medicine, blankets, clothing, shoes, and school supplies, benefiting orphans as well as students in the schools of the municipality of Tir. This initiative was made possible through the support of Italian charitable organizations and businesses. Mrs. Rabab Sadr, head of the Sadr Foundation, and Mr. Hassan Bouk, head of the Union of Tir Municipalities, expressed their gratitude to the Italian peacekeepers, acknowledging their continued support and solidarity with the people in South Lebanon, particularly during these challenging times. UNIFIL's Indian peacekeepers provided on 11 January essential medical supplies to the people of Halta, a village that lies close to the Blue Line. Responding to a request from the local dispensary, the peacekeepers donated medicines such as painkillers, antibiotics, allergy treatments, and veterinary supplies to address urgent healthcare needs. Halta residents who remained in their homes during the recent conflict have faced ongoing challenges, including limited access to hospitals and medical care. UNIFIL peacekeepers remain dedicated to supporting local communities under Resolution 1701, ensuring humanitarian aid reaches those in need.